Welcome to the Making Connections podcast with your host, Spencer Raposo. This podcast was made to interview current registered kinesiologists in Ontario and talk to them about what they do and where they see the future of the profession going. The goal of the podcast is to get a conversation going about kinesiology as a regulated health profession in Ontario. Each episode, we will bring on a new guest with loads of experience as an RKIN that will share their story and any advice for any new RKINs and kinesiology students about current opportunities in the field. So this episode will be used as an introduction so you guys can get to know me a little bit better. The format of the show, though, will be based around questions with lots of time to discuss each topic. We'll be looking at talking about when they were an RKIN and how long they have been an RKIN, their background story about how they got to where they are now, what they specifically do in their role as a kinesiologist or RKIN, their overall experience as an RKIN currently, where they see the profession of kinesiology going in Ontario, and of course, any advice for any of the kinesiology students or new RKINs that are listening currently. I hope you enjoy. To start the podcast each time, I'll be asking them how long they've been an RKIN for. So for myself, I've been an RKIN now for 3 years. I wrote the COKO exam in April 2017, and before that I worked at my current clinic that I am at now, but as an exercise therapist before I did get registered with the college. The next question I'll be asking them is, how did you get to where you are now? And tell us a little bit about your background story. So for myself, I've only really been in it for like 3 years now, so my path and my story really isn't too long. But essentially, like any student, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I was done school. Because of that, I didn't volunteer, shadow, or really look into any potential career paths. Like most kinesiology students, I figured I'd be a trainer, or work in a rehab setting, or be a physio. I really didn't know that an RKIN or a registered kinesiologist existed until my final semester of school, when I got an email about a presentation by the College of Kinesiologists of Ontario. I went to that presentation only because I had a bunch of buddies that were going and I was kind of curious. After the presentation, I still didn't know what a registered kinesiologist did, but I did know now that they existed. Fast forward a few months, I still didn't know what I want to do now that I've graduated. After revisiting the COKO website and doing a little bit of researching, I figured this would be a good time to study for the exam while I worked a full-time job, and to see if I can get a different job with this new RKIN designation, whatever that means. I go a little bit more in depth about what happens next in my blog post that I've recently made on Medium and LinkedIn. I'll make sure to leave the links to those stories in the notes of this podcast. But essentially, I passed the exam, found a full-time job as an RKIN, and have been looking at expanding my advocacy for RKIN and my entrepreneurial spirit in this field. Next in the podcast, I'll be asking them what they do as a kinesiologist in their role or roles in their current position or positions. So for myself, on my LinkedIn, it says my clinic, I prescribe exercise and supervise programs in the rehab clinic. I conduct FCE, FAE, POET, and PPFA tests for employers. I review, manage, and adjust MVA treatment plans with the physios and OTs and the massage therapists in my clinic team. I will create custom return to work MSK and concussion programs for WSIB people to get them back to work. Pretty much in short, I work in a rehab clinic, so I work to rehab or rehabilitate these clients back to normal status or back to working condition. Outside of that full-time job, I also do work as a personal trainer as another location, but there I take more of a prehab approach through their programs. I also work on a contract basis with a rehab company working as a rehabilitation therapist, but in the community. so a little bit more traveling. And on top of all that, I work on various businesses in that kind of kinesiology space, like this one, the Making Connections podcast. I have another company called Kimformation, which looks at more exam preparation for the COKO exam. And I run various Instagram pages to kind of promote kinesiology. A lot of those I'll kind of link at the bottom, so if you did want to follow. Next question that I'll be asking is, what is your overall experience as a kinesiologist in your role? So for me, currently, it's growing and it's getting better. As I'm learning and gaining more confidence in my skills as a therapist, I've been able to build up my caseload at the rehab clinic, but also help my other clinics and my other positions that I have too. At the beginning, it was really tough, to be fair, and I really wasn't prepared for it. So that's why I was hoping to create resources like this podcast or my other pages and businesses to help other kinesiology students or newer kins that were sort of in my shoes 3 years ago, to kind of help them be a little bit more prepared for the real world when they get there, or at least kind of know what to expect. The next question I'll be asking them is, where do you see the future of kinesiology going as a profession? And I know for a lot of people this is sort of tough, but it's kind of good to kind of get an idea of what they think of currently what they're doing and if it's going to be more progressive toward kinesiology as a profession. So for me, it's kind of tough because I'm at a conflict where what I'm trying to do with the profession and what I think is actually going to happen. So to be short, I believe kinesiology can be a profession that looks at a prospective approach to healthcare rather than reactive. This is something I truly do believe can happen as more research is done and people get more educated about taking care of themselves, and kinesiologists can come and serve that population. I would love to see that happen in my lifetime, but I feel like we're still ways away from that. But the idea is there and people know that they need to take care of themselves now so they can help themselves down the road. What I do think is going to happen soon is that kinesiologists will become more recognized in all fields of health and become an integral part of a clinic or a gym, workplace, or an education sector. We will start to see them more in the community serving as different roles. It's currently happening right now, but most people don't portray themselves as RKINs or registered kinesiologists, but rather they have the titles of fitness consultants or rehab therapist or ergonomic specialist and so many more. I feel soon we'll have those same individuals use their RKIN designation more because it'll become more respected and something to be proud of rather than something you just need to have that specific job position. As this profession grows and the leaders in this space start to make headlines on the news or internet, I hope to see an increase of registered kinesiologists in the community helping people. I share my other thoughts about where I see the profession going in another article I wrote titled Why Kinesiology in Canada is Important for the Future, which again, I'll post in the bottom notes of the podcast. But essentially, looking at more of that proactive care, and I really think that they can be the leaders in that space. Finally, I'll be asking the other people if they have any advice for kinesiology students thinking about writing an exam, or advice for new or prospective RKINs. So for me, any kinesiology student that is thinking about writing the exam, I would say try it. Challenge the exam. This will open up a lot of opportunities for you in your future career. Even if you write it and use it only for a few years and then change your mind later, it will allow you to try new things that you may end up liking and sticking with, like many of the other kins that I'll be interviewing on this podcast. In addition, it can just help you build up a network, meet some people, gain some experiences as a regulated health professional. Essentially, that's sort of like what I did. I tried it, and so far it's worked out for me. So I would recommend any kinesiology student to write it and kind of go from there and figure it out. On top of that, for any new RKINs that are kind of listening here, or other ones that have been in it for a little bit and still kind of figuring it out, the main thing I would say is reach out. Not just to me, but any other RKINs that you can connect with or cross paths with. I know for me, it was really easy because you search our kin or kinesiologist on LinkedIn and you connect with people. And that's how I met a lot of the people that I'll be talking with on this podcast or through Instagram or through Facebook. There's lots of different avenues that you can connect with our kins and kind of get an idea of what they're doing and maybe something that you will want to kind of look toward at doing. Because I know many of the other kins were in the same shoes as you and would easily help out a hand if you have questions. And I know I would for sure. Again, I share a lot of these thoughts a little bit more in depth in some of the articles that I wrote that I'll make sure to leave in the notes. A lot of them is just kind of talking about basic questions that I get students ask me all the time. And then I kind of just wrote some pieces. So I'll make sure to link those in the notes at the very end of the podcast. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I really appreciate you taking the time out to listen to the entire full podcast. If you liked what you listened to today and want to hear more, please subscribe to the Making Connections podcast on whichever platform you're listening on now. And remember to like us on Facebook and LinkedIn pages.